We got five box chefs. So yesterday, we just go over for the podcast of Seaworth. So we spoke about yesterday, we said that Rechilas applies also to children. Right? Some people think it doesn't apply to family. Even a son or a daughter who hears something bad about their father cannot say, I heard so-and-so say something bad about you. But it's not Lato Ellis. That's also Rechilas.
Child hears something bad about
his father, you should not go talk about, oh, you know, Johnny said something bad about you. It's also Rechilas. Still considered Rechilas. He's still setting your father against Johnny. It's not doing a favor to your father by telling him that Johnny spoke badly of him and thinks lowly of him. Even though you're trying to fend for your father, you're trying to help him out, but it's not really helping him. It's just also considered Rechilas. Now, today, now we're up to day 110. The Chafetz Chaim gives us two examples of Rechilas, the two opposite extremes. The first deals with Am Haaretz, a Jew who is poor in his knowledge of Torah. The Chafetz Chaim reminds us what the pasuk says: Lo selech racha be'amecha, shall not go to the peddler of gossip among your people. Am Haaretz, though he knows no Torah, like we learned in the Gemara today, he doesn't know too much, right? He's still amecha, he's still your nation, right? He's still part of your nation. Therefore, it's forgiven. So no one should speak Lashon Hara about me. Can't speak Lashon Hara about me. He said, even Am Haaretz, now speak Lashon Hara. Now,
I'm confused. You're saying you can't speak Lashon Hara.
Or Rechilas. Even Am Haaretz, even if he's an ignoramus and he knows very little Torah, you still should not speak Lashon Hara about him because he's Amecha, he's your nation, as long as he's not Apikaris. He's just a.
Is it Goy? Is there a problem?
So, I'll be Alocha, it's not a problem, but Rashi. Says the Rashi and the Gemara that said you shouldn't do it anyway because you shouldn't get used to speaking Lashon Hara. Okay. But I'll be Allah, it's not Mamshir, it's not as it really is. Now, Chafetz Chaim also says, questions us very strongly by speaking Rechilas about a Talmud Chacham, a Torah scholar. Let us imagine the Chaim tells Yosef, Rabbi Adams told me your honesty leaves something to be desired. Now we already learned, Rechilas cannot be related even when it's true. If it's false, the sin is even greater. This case of a Talmud Chacham, chances are that either the speaker is not reporting the statement correctly, in other words, he's guilty of falsehood, or the scholar had very good reason for saying what he said. Furthermore, the Torah commands to respect and assist Torah scholars. You should eat with them, do business with them, seek to marry our daughters to them, and cling to them in any way possible. A Jew does the opposite when he speaks Rechilas concerning a Talmud Chacham. Finally, people are especially hurt when they hear that a person of stature spoke badly of them. When Yosef hears Rabbi Adam said he's dishonest, it will very possibly cause him to feel deep resentment towards the rabbi. If he had looked at the rabbi as his mentor, his religious observance might even be affected. If Yosef is hot-tempered, the report could lead to a feud. Rabbi Adam is a rabbi of a synagogue in which Yosef is a member. Such rechilas might ultimately cause the rabbi to lose his position. Thus, rechilas spoken about Talmud Chacham is an extremely serious matter.
So this is 109 and 110.
109
and
110.
Question about, not talking about a rab. Be careful about a certain rab. There was a meiser about a rab.
Meiser rab.
Washington, D.C. You heard about it? Hashem. I don't know if I'm allowed to say it.
You're not allowed to say it.
You don't know what happened.
I do.
But you do know.
Maybe it's Rechilas. You're not allowed to talk about it.
Right.
Okay.
Why are you bringing it up?
Because he said you shouldn't say.
Who said it's true? Who are you letting
me know? Nobody is going to Washington, D.C. Nobody's going to be in touch with the person. There's no need to know. It makes all
okay,
of us look
but
bad.
Anyway, he says I can't talk about it. I tell you.
But was it who said it true? Who do you believe?
All.
Hello, you believe the news? Hello, you believe the news? Who do you believe? The news?
I don't believe anybody so? Except the man in the penthouse.
I'm fine. I said, who are you believing? You believe the news? I'm saying, well, why do you think this story is true? Because you believe the news for all of
right,
them.
You only know it from the news.
From the people who say Lashon Hara, people who don't believe in Hashem. They do have heirs all day. They don't have the Chafetz Chaim says, they don't have a Cheskes Kashrus. They're considered a Rishon. And
you
this guy's
a son. He tells me to keep my mouth shut. I believe whatever he tells me to do.
If you heard it in the news, it's probably half not true. They make up all their stories.
He's not a Rasha, he's a tzaddik. And if he tells me to keep my mouth shut, I keep my mouth shut.
Yeah, they're not trying to like make.
Because he mentioned Rabbanim.
They're probably not trying to make the rabbis like look good. The news. I assume they don't try to like, make. They're not trying to.
That brings the question.
You don't want to make a Jew look good. What's just a rabbi? Huh?
Sure.
That brings up the important question. We should not believe in the news. We should not listen to the news. We should not do anything with the news.
Don't do anything with the news. Uh-huh.
Treat it like what?
So no. One thing you can do. You got to listen to where the Shia will come. You have to know. That's great.
To know the
that you have to know.
Fine. Fine. Let's see the Gemara again. All right. Let's try to let's try to see the Gemara again. We'll try to go over the Gemara from yesterday. So fix the deal. We'll try to get through it today. Hashem's up.
I'm sorry. Where are we?
We're holding now on the Tezit Zayin Amud Beis on 15B.
16B.
Sorry, 16B. So what do we say? We're in a sugi now about Meister Adi. The guy took off all the he tied everything besides for Meister Adi. Right, he took off everything besides for Meister Adi. Now Shaila is, what happens now? Let's see the Gemara inside. Achal Tevel Meister Rishon. Amarav. Achal Tevel. Show Meister Adi, someone who eats Tevel of Meister Adi. Like the halacha is, he's going to get malchus. That's what it says. Kiman, who is Kiman? Who is this like? Ki hai tana, like this tana. The tana we learned in a braisa. Amar Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says, Yachol, I would think lo yehi chayiv ela ala tevel. Shlo hu imenu kol ikur. I would think you're only chayiv if you eat some of your tevel. It's the highest level of tevel. It's the highest level of untied stuff. Because you didn't separate from it at all. You didn't separate any trumas of Meister from it. Not even on the first level, zero. So then I would think, that's what the Torah tells you, it's a lab, it's forbidden to eat it. Hurim imenu truma gadayla, v'lahurim imenu Meister Rishon. Let's say you separated truma gadayla, not Meister Rishon. Or Meister Rishon, v'loy Meister Shane. Or let's say you took off Meister Rishon, so you took off truma gadayla and Meister Rishon, but just not Meister Shani. Vafilu Meister Ani, even if you just didn't take off Meister Ani. Minayin, for where do I know that you are still going to be chay makos for eating this produce? Tam Olayma, the Pasuk tells me, Loisucha Alecha Bisharecha. You're not allowed to eat it in your case, which is really a general Pasuk referring to eating foods untied from Chumas and Meisters. But Ula Alanhu Omer, further on it says, Fa'achlu Bisharecha V'Saveu, when it's referring to Meister Ani, says where you shall eat it in your gates and be satisfied over there. And then the pasuk continues, right, it says, Bashana Shlishis, Shnasa Meister, you should go to the Ger, the Yasam, the Almana, referring to Meister Ani. So it's just like the word over there. When it's talking about Meister Ani, says the word Bisharecha, and here also it says Bisharecha. So here also we're referring to a case where you did not tithe Meister Ani. So even if you did not tithe Meister Ani, you're still going to get Malchus. Malalon Meister Ani, Avka Meister Ani. Just like over there, the word instead of Bisharecha is referring to Meister Ani. Here, also over here, it's referring to Meister Ani. So we have a basis for Rav. We have a Tano who backs Rav, to back Rav.
This whole thing was just to support Rav in his statement of that you can eat any
tabo,
you're
going to get
Marcos. Perfect.
And
good.
That includes Meister Ani. Good. Even Meister Ani. So that's the Chiddush. What's the Chiddush Kamar? What's the Chiddush Rav? What's Rav's major breakthrough? What's his brainstorm? That even though Meister Ani has no Kedusha, it doesn't really have Kedusha. If you would eat Meister Ani, it's not like it belongs to Hektish, a coin, or anything. I'm supposed to get to my Tzedakah money. Still, we're telling you, still, it's considered a lav. Since it's one of your Meisters, it's going to be considered a lav to eat it, and therefore you'll get Marcos if you eat it.
It's just chulin, right?
Even though it's chulin, but it's still considered tevel, still considered untied, since it will still give it the status of tevel. Correct. It's chulin, even though it will still give it the status of tevel. Correct. There's no kedusha, but since it will still consider it tevel, you'll get malchus for eating. Kavi Rabbi Yosef, Rami Rabbi Yosef, Ketanites. It's like a machlai sarai. You're telling me Rav is backed by Rabbi Yosef. You're making like this one shita, one unanimous shita. It's not true. He's saying it seems to be. A machlagas tanam about this question. If you didn't take a Meister Ani, if it's still tevel, then where do we find it? Rebel Yezer says, "Ein tarich likris tashem al Meister Ani." Right, you do not have to recall the name of Meister Ani shaldemai. So, what are we referring to again over here? We're referring to a case where. What are we referring to again? We're referring to a case where you got your stuff. You bought your produce from A Amma Aretz. You went to the shuk. You bought your stuff on Lama Aris with no hechsher on it. Now, you don't know if you took off Trumas and Meisters. Not wearing a yarmulke, it didn't look too religious. So now what do you do? I guess he looks a little bit religious, he looks like he doesn't know what he's talking about. Then Rabbi Yezra says, you don't even ain't tzarich likris Hashem al ma'aser shel d'mayi. You don't even have to call out the name. That's what Rabbi Yezra says. You don't even have to call it a name. Meaning, you don't even have to look at it and say, this part is ma'aser ani. Right? You don't even have to separate and designate this part of the produce to be ma'aser ani. Besides the fact you don't have to separate, you don't even have to designate. It's good? Fine. So what does that seem? It seems to be, I have produce here. You're not sure if ma'aser ani was taken off. You're telling me, don't separate anything, just go on with life. It seems, what does it seem? It seems that if Maaser Ani was not, even if Maaser Ani was not taken off, it's okay. It's okay, it's not tavel. Even if you eat it, you're not eating Maaser Ani. In the case of Demai, even if you're eating it, okay, it seems like it's not a problem. So it seems like he argues on Rev Yasi and Rav.
But Rav and Rav, you were not talking about Demai, they were talking about a non-Demai case.
Right, that's going to be the wise answer. The wise is going to answer that. But right now we're bringing it to the point that it seems like, from the case of Demai, it seems like I could prove to you that why don't you care if it had Demai? If it has Kedusha on it, you should make, just like you'd make me take off Meister, all the Meisteris, right? Because it has Kedusha, you don't want me to eat it, so you shouldn't want me to eat Meister Ani. So it must be, if you let me eat it, it's not Tevel. Good? Correct. So Fred's saying something correct. If to realize over here that we switched. We originally were speaking about that you certainly did not take off Maaser Ani. Now we are switching to the case of Demai. But we're bringing at the point, if in a case of a doubt, it doesn't bother you, even though it's a doubt, that Maaser Ani was taken off, it doesn't bother me whatsoever. That means, even if it certainly wasn't taken off, it doesn't bother me. Correct? You're right, we're in a case of Demai now. Right? If I see the case of Demai, that you don't care about Maaser Ani, even in the case of Vada, you don't care. It doesn't bother you. It's not Tevel.
Why? Because if it was Tevel, it's stronger. So you want to take it off. The Maya is lower. Wouldn't it be the other way?
You say if from the Maya. If just because you see in the Maya.
What does that mean? The Maya
which is lower. Maybe he only holds it by the Maya, but not by Vada. You say maybe he only said it by the Maya.
In a case,
the Gemara is going to end up eventually say what you're saying, but the Gemara at this point is assuming you're right. So you're really saying maybe the only lenient, but we're still asking. But the Gemara is trying to understand what's your basis to be lenient even by Demai. But as I'll explain to you what the Gemara is saying, even by Demai, are we lenient that you don't have to take off Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni?
No.
So why are you all of a sudden lenient about Maaser Ani?
It's not so strong.
Because Maaser Ani is not so strong, but could you say only? Okay, the Gemara eventually is going to say like you because it's the Maaser. But we'll see. The Gemara eventually is going to say like you that it's different. You can't really learn that. But at this point, the Gemara wants to prove since you don't care about Maaser Ani, it seems like it's not tough. For Chachamim, let's see. Now we're going to go to the top of the Yizan of Rav. Chachamim, what does Chachamim say? No, Kares Hashem. At least you have to call out the name of the top of Yizan of Rav. At least you have to call out the name of designated. The Ainat Zorach Lav. You don't have to separate it, but at least call out the name. And Rashi at the top, Rashi says, by the fact that you called out the name, this made that it's no longer going to be Tevel. Let's see the top Rashi again, important Rashi. The Kira, that since Shakara Allah, shame, since you called out a name, the name of Maaser Ani, by designating it, Yatsa HaKri B'Taris Tevel. The pile goes out from being considered Tevel. That's what Rashi learns, that first line of Rashi. The very fact that I'm designating it already takes it out from Tevel. Even though it is separated, it's interesting. I just look at it. I say that this stuff, this produce in the north or south, is Maaser Ani. Even without separating it, makes all this produce not Tevel anymore.
Still in the case of the
mind. We're in the case of the mind. Yeah. Still in the case of the mind. So Kavli Gemara says, my lot, isn't it? But how come, okay, this is what they're arguing in? The Maaser Stavar, one holds, Vadai Tevel. In the case of certainty, now we're switching back to the case of certainty.
But would you be doing that because if there was a suffix that was already done?
So what?
So you're doing a pula if you would separate and be like a laugh?
If you were separated already, then. You're saying, how does it.
It's like a bracha levatala.
You don't make a bracha, you're not going to make a bracha.
A ma'asel levatala?
It's not, you'll keep it. It's not an Isser. You're not saying Hashem's name. You're doing it, since you're in doubt if who's taken off. So you want to untie your stuff.
So not to separate. Just say the word.
Just say, I'm making the, you don't make a bracha. Just say this part and this stuff in the north side is becoming my finish. You don't have to make a bracha. I'm just going to separate it, and you're not even going to separate it, you're going to designate it. And
how
now
do you,
we.
How do you know it's going back to Tevel and not in Demai?
The Gemara is saying, Gemara says, Demai are a Vada. What's Vada mean?
So certainly it was. So it was in Tevel, not in Demai, which now is a sign, obviously.
Correct. Vada means Vada. Correct.
Okay.
But, I'm sorry, you don't make a bracha on when
not,
you're separating?
Not in Demai. Not if you're taking from Amaris. It could be he already took off. Not going to make a bracha these days. Yeah. I'm saying, if you're doing these days anyway, but you don't make a bracha. If you're not sure if it was taken off, if you, I'm just taking off to be stringent. And it could be the mitzvah was already done by the Amma Aris. If you're sure nothing was tied here, you'll make, right? If you're sure it was never tied, you would make a bracha.
Right.
Here, it's the mind. You're just taking off again to make sure. So therefore, you don't
make
a
bracha when you take...
Not the mind. Not in case...
But even on regular...
No, true is the mind, you do make a bracha, right? You do make a bracha on Shuas and Meisters.
And Meisters only make a bracha.
Not Meister only, Meister only. You separate it. What do you mean? What do you mean it's included in it?
Included in it. When you say the bracha, you do Meister only at the same time. There's no bracha.
Yeah, but even if a friend doesn't do Meister only, you don't make a bracha on the Meister only.
No.
There's no separate bracha for Meister only. You don't make a, there's no separate bracha for Meister only. It's like tzedakah. You don't make a bracha every time you give tzedakah. Nachon? Every time you give money to tzedakah, you make a bracha?
All the time.
It's fine. There's no bracha on Meister only. It's okay. Also, all the mitzvahs. If you're in doubt, though, you can't. It's a bracha batal. You can't make a bracha in doubt. If you're in doubt, if true is the mitzvah already taken off, you can't make a bracha now. Correct. Oh, it's tzedakah mishpat. Every day you give tzedakah. You should give tzedakah. Melech has tzedakah mishpat. Fine. Oh, fine. So what's the Gemara saying? My love, but how can we pluggy? Mar stavar vaday tevel. One holds vaday tevel. It's certainly going to be tevel. Sorry, but Vadai, in the case of the Vadai, that even if it certainly was not taken off yet, Tevel is considered Tevel. That's what Chachamim and Rabbi Yossi hold. And the Rav, Umar Savar, who this is going to be Rabbi Yezer holds, Vadai, if you, in a case of certainty, you certainly did not take off Maaser Ani. Even if you're certain you did not take off, and if it's not Tevel, there's no Kedusha in Maaser Ani. So even though you did not take off Maaser Ani, it's not Tevel. Even if you're 100% sure, I'm the owner, I didn't take off Maaser Ani, it's not Tevel. And that's where Eliezer says, in this case, even if you're not sure if, it, so going back to the case of Demai, even if you're not sure if it was taken off or not, you don't have to take off again. Because even if it definitely wasn't taken off,
if it wasn't taken off for Tevel, then 100% it's not going to take it out for Demai.
Even if it was.
So if you're not going to hold, if Rebbe Eliezer is saying,
not worried about it.
You don't have to take Maestro Ani on Tevel, then why would you even consider taking it on Demai?
I mean, you're going to have to take it off, and if it's not considered Tevel. If by taking off the Maaser Ani, if you didn't take off Maaser Ani, it's still not considered Tevel.
Correct.
It's all time. So in the case of Demai also, if you're not sure, for sure you want us to take off. Fine. Correct, Rabbi Eliezer? If in a case where if I'm certain it wasn't taken off, I got to eat the food, right?
Mm-hmm.
Make sure to pay my Ani. The food is nothing wrong with the food right now. I just have to give tzedakah to the Ani, right? In the case of Demai, it could be it was taken off. You could also could eat it, for sure could eat it.
According to Rabbi, if you give makos for it, if you eat it.
Okay, Rabbi Yezer, correct. I'm in Rabbi Yezer.
Okay.
Good. Fine. But kind of like Abaye, he said, I think you're wrong. You know what? I'm really Abaye. I think you're wrong. Ihachi, if so, if you're right, that Rabbi Yezer, the Chachamim, the whole argument is, even in the case where you certainly did not take off, if they're arguing in the case that in our scenario, we didn't take off Maaser Ani, add the Miflagi. On this, that, they argue. I mean, like, on this, that, on that that they argue, ad demiflagi bisfeka. This that they argue in the case of suffering, in the case of doubt, in the case of demai, liflagu, let them argue. But by the way, allow me between the word means like let them. It's because it's English, so like, allow me means let them. Liflagu, let them argue. But by the way, in the case of vada, that's the question. If you're really correct, if your assumption is right, that their argument is even in the case of vada, right? Then why are you arguing in the case of demai? If their argument really stems from a case of Vadai, if their argument is really in a case where you certainly did not take off.
What's Vadai?
Certain.
Okay.
If their argument is in a case where you certainly did not take off Maaser Ani, right? That's where they're arguing. If you have to, if it's still considered Tevel or not. So why are they arguing in like a second level case? In a case where Demai, you're not sure was taken off. Well, then go to the source. Let them argue in their case. Why are they going to a second? Let them argue in a normal scenario that my Sir'ani was not removed, right? Let them argue over there. Let them argue in that scenario where my Sir'ani was never removed. Is it tabul or not? Why are they arguing in a next convoluted case that the Mai was or wasn't? So in fact, they didn't argue in the case of Vaday, and they only argued in the case of the Mai proves to me that they'll agree by Vaday. And they're only arguing in a second level case, the case of the Mai. Or I said Ella rather. Again, that's in words refutation. And what you understand in the machlokes is this machlokes is machlokes tanaim. If in a case where you certainly didn't take off my Sir'ani, if it's tevel, it's not if so, are the mifugi misfeika? This the argument in a case of demai in a doubt. Let them argue in vavadinik. That's the source of the machlokes. That's the main case. Ella rather, the kuliyavo, the whole world, everyone agrees. Rabbi Eliezer and the chacham both agree in the case of vadai. In the case where you certainly did not take on my Sir'ani, Tevel is going to be Tevel. So why is Rabbi Eliezer lenient over here? So why is Rabbi Eliezer hold you that you don't have to take on my Sir'ani in this case? You don't even have to designate it. But Hachal over here, behind this kamiflagi, this is what they're arguing in. Mar Savar, Rabbi Eliezer holds, Loi nachashadu amaya aretz, amaya Sir'ani shodamai, that amaya aretz, we don't suspect that amaya aretz, the grammases, on my Sir'ani, of the mind. In a case where I'm supposed to be from A, Amaret, I don't have to worry that my Sir'ani was not taken off. We don't suspect them for not taking off my Sir'ani. We assume they took it off, they separated and gave it to the poor man. Why? Kiva and Dimamainu, since it is just monetary, Afrushe Marish, they'll separate, since it's not some religious thing. You don't have to know too many halachas about it. Separate it, give it here, give it there, take it a few shalayim, give it to a kohen, my Sirisha, my Sisheni. It's very simple. Take some money, give it to a poor man. Right? It's not so spiritual. They're not going to get in trouble for doing it. They're not going to get into any. Therefore, they give my Sir'ani. So the reason why I don't have to give my Sir'ani is because we assume that Amaris gave it already. That's what really as a whole, you don't have to give it anymore. You don't have to even designate it. Good? For Rabbanan, sorry, Rabbanan will say no. Kiva the Tricha Le'mosa, since this is it's hard work for them, therefore, like Mavs, they don't separate. They're lazy also. Amaris isn't just like not. You would think, you know, since it is mine, you know, theoretically speaking, it's nice to give to Aniyah. But as it says, since, you know, it's nice it is mine, let's give poor people, it's not going to make me halachically in trouble. So he says, you know, they're nice guys, Amaratsin. Chacham say they're also lazy, forgetting something, they're also lazy. That's probably why they never learned anything. But they're also lazy.
So the Gemara is saying that basically arguing in Demai, that Rabbi Elazar says that they took it, and the Chachamim say that they didn't take it.
Good.
But uh-huh. Would you say Rabbi Elazar agrees that in regular Tevel that they have to take Maestro?
Yes, that the Gemara says. Yeah, the Gemara says. The Gemara says, L'kuli Alma, everyone holds. Meaning, even Rabbi Elazar and the Chacham
of Vatei. That Kuli Alma is including
Rabbi Elazar. Yes, sure, it's Rabbi Elazar
and the Chacham of Vatei. Rabbi Elazar and the Chacham of Vatei.
Correct. Okay, yeah, Rabbi Yossi also, yeah, that was, yeah. Everyone agrees, it's fine to tell, which means
Argo Mar. Didn't it state previously that wasn't the case? The Masavar, Vidai, Tavlo, and Gamar Sadar, Savar, Vidai, Eino Tavlo. Isn't that same
right? Yeah, but correct, but then Gamar retracted.
That's regarding Tevel.
Yeah, but then the Gamar retracted from that. You're right, the Gamar thought that originally.
How do you know it's a retract? Just by saying
it. No, the Gamar said Ella. Ella. Look at the Gamar, the Gamar said Ella. But the Vadi Tavlo, Eino Tavlo. I'm the Bai said, Ehaki, Abai had a question on it. So Ella, the Gemara retracts. The Gemara says Ella rather.
Ella means to retract.
Ella always retracts. Ella means your pshat's wrong. Rather say a new pshat. Ella.
The whole world. Okay.
The Kuli Alma Bezit read. Good. Very good. The Gemara switched. The Gemara switched, which means originally the Gemara thought that this halacha rari basically is really your argument between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham. Saying it's not true. Rabbi and the Chacham are arguing in the psychological machlokes
of
Amar Aris.
Aren't they also concerned about the Amaretz not being, for lack of a better word, honest?
He's not concerned. Rabbi Weinstein says he's not concerned about cheating.
He's not.
He's not concerned about that. He's concerned about Makos, and he's concerned about death.
Right.
Not cheating somebody, the Amaretz isn't really so concerned about.
Nahon, which means
that's
a point of Chacham. Meaning, let's see Rashi and Rabbi Yezir. I'm trying to understand the Chacham a little bit. The Gemara just says words. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yezir says, since the Mai is monetary, the Amaretz gets involved. So he'll give my Sir'ani. Now what exactly do those words mean? So Rashi explains a little more what those words mean. Rashi explains why he would want to separate the my Sir'ani. Let's see the second narrow line. Lay nachshadu. Well, as it says, they're not suspected for not taking the Amarasa, we're not suspected for not taking off Meister Ani. What Rashi says. The Mamainu, because it's monetary. Therefore, in by Isra Achila, there's no Isra Achila in this food. El Lagezla Aniyim, stealing from Aniyim. The Ihu and them, Lagezla Aniyim, Loi Chai. See, we don't see these guys steal from poor people. It feels like they feel bad for them, you know, it's supposed to go to a poor man. We're not so worried that we're not chashing them on stealing. On Maestrus, we are more worried. Why? Because the Gemara is saying like this. Over here, they're worried because they look like stealers. Hey, let's say I'm Aris's friend. So they say, I'm Aris, why does he care about stealing from Aniyim? He looks bad. Imagine this, he looks like a miser. He looks, because he looks bad. He doesn't want to look bad. Instead, so they bring them here for the fashion. The Ritva said, the Ritva, who is it from? Gemara and Yuma. The Tyson and Yuma says, what's the difference? Why do they care about paying? Yeah, Rabbi said, why do they care about paying?
For business.
Oh, and for good, it's good to, it looks good.
Yeah,
charity. Yeah, so we donate.
Every month.
Right. So they don't want to look bad. So to steal from Aniyim looks very bad. Right. But to steal Trumas and Meisters, no one's going to come collecting, saying, did you give your Trumas to Meister? Meister Ani, some Ani can come to you and say, I'm collecting Tzedakah. He can stop bashing. You gave your Tzedakah this month. Like, you owe me, if you look at your pile of produce. You didn't give Meister Ani. They could bash you and it doesn't look good. So therefore, they'll make sure to give Meister Ani. That's what Rabbi Eliezer said. Rabbi Eliezer said, they'll give Meister Ani. But Trumas and Meisters, no one could come over to you and say, give me your Trumas and Meisters. Because the halacha is, I can give it to whichever kohen or levy that I want. No one could tell me I have to give it to them. I owe it to the kohuna. And I get the choice. Part of being the owner means I get the choice who I decide to give it to. Right? So since I have a choice, so now no one's coming to tell them, give me your Trumas and Meisters. It doesn't look bad. No one knows they took Trumas and Meisters. They didn't take Trumas and Meisters. So therefore, they don't take off Trumas and Meisters. But they would take off for Aniyim. That's Rabbi Eliezer. So, let's see Rashi. Afrushe Makrish, he'll definitely separate it. La'afkuei Tivle, which means he will try to take it out from the Tevel. At least, help me. I hope Rabbi Eliezer says he knows that it's Tevel. He knows something. He knows when if you don't get Meister Ani, you're not allowed to eat it. Like we're saying now, everyone agrees. If you don't take a Meister Ani, it's still Tevel. But he's saying La'afkuei Tivle, he wants to take it out from Tevel. So he's going to be a big tzaddik now. He's going to think, I took a Meister Ani, so it's not Tevel. And what about all the other maestros? What is he thinking? He's Amaretz. So Rav says Nehi, like Rav Feil Bar says, granted. Nehi, I agree to you. The Meister Rishon Lai Makrish. He's not going to separate Meister Rishon. Why? The summer he holds. He has his psychology, the Amaretz psychology. If I'm going to start separating Meister Rishon, be inel afrushe Trumas Meister. I'm going to have to get Trumas Meister. Remember we said the minute I separate Meister Rishon. That goes to the Levi, in there, in that 10%, another 10% of that has to go to the coin. Right? Saying, now I'm going to get stuck with coin stuff again. So, La'afrusha Trumas Meister Minesh. And I don't want to eat that stuff. Shuhuba Misa, because it's a Chiyah Misa to eat that Truma. When that's the Kayin, I'm going to have to go give it to the Kayin. So, I don't want to start by. I'm going to give my Truma Gedela to the Kayin and finish with the Kayin. I don't want to start by dealing with this. But Meister Sheni Nami, he said, also Meister Sheni, I'm not interested in separating Meister Sheni. Why? If I'm going to start separating it, I'm going to have to start dealing with it. I'm not interested in dealing with my Teresha, my Tershani is too much a pain for me. The only thing I care about is Truma Gedaila, because I don't want to die, and my Serani, because I don't want to look bad. But my Teresha, my Tershani is too complicated, it makes life complicated, I'm not doing it. That's the Amharic psychology. Come and say, you know what? At this point, these guys, at this rate, they're not going to be Meister Ani either. They're also lazy. Forgetting about their laziness, the same way they don't take up Meister Sheni through Shalayim, they're also lazy. Therefore, if you bought your stuff from some Amaretz, you have to go and make sure to at least designate the Meister Ani to take it out from Tevel. So according to Maskar of Gemara, everyone agrees, even if you don't take up Meister Ani, which has no Kedusha, it's still considered Tevel and you get Malchus, even if you didn't separate Meister Ani. So because I had a big chumra from this Gemara, that even if you didn't separate your Meister Ani from your produce, it's still considered to be, it's not, it doesn't have Mamash Kedush, but you'll get Malchus for it, it's still considered Tevel. That's what's going on in my Gemara. Fine. Now, I want to make an announcement. Baruch Hashem, we started learning over here, Gemara, with this Gemara program, started Tu B'Shvat last year. Tu B'Shvat, this morning Gemara started. Remember? We started almost a year ago. We started learning Gemara over here in this group over here. We learned Gemara before.
The first two.
We started Mashkos.
The first two parakim.
Right, we did the first two parakim, and then we started the third parakim that ended in the summer. Bez Hashem, the goal is to try to keep doing the Amud a week or more, and Bez Hashem, we try to mix team at the end of the year, after Pesach, the end of the year. I spoke to Rabbi, he said it's good, slow and steady, wins the race. So we do 4 to 8 lines a day, he's very happy. Spoke to him a few times, he gave a bracha, he's very happy. Basically, now we're going to take you to the next level. Ready for the next level? We're starting from now on 9:40, Gemara. In this room, Reuven Levi is not giving a share anymore in the mornings. It's going to be.
Why?
This is the rule. I don't. No whys. These are the rules. These are the rules that Hala put down. No, doesn't matter. No questions.
No share from Reuven at all?
And we didn't say that. For now, it's not. It's not. It's being paused. It's not being in the morning hours.
Okay.
That's all we said. We say it's being moved from the morning hours. That's all we said. Reuven's a good guy. You know, he's happy. We spoke to him. He's very happy. Don't worry.
So, what are you giving your share? Has that changed?
The share. So, basically, the new schedule is the following: 9:15 to 9:40. It's Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. This is what the Rabbanit wants. They want everybody to learn Halacha. This is what they want. There should be Halacha over here. 9:15 till 9:40 is Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. There's going to be a quarter every week, and there's going to be a test, and each test, like the Israeli program, instead of giving you free money, and just it's 25 shekels.
Assume you're taking the test.
Right, assume you're taking a test. Now, it's no more assumptions. All those
you've been getting paid to take tests.
Right, basically, until now, you always got 100 shekels a month for taking tests, which were never being taken. Basically, the Rabbanit wants this to be like the Israeli program. And all the rules are, if it's really a program right here, it's no difference. She doesn't like any, no more differences. Basically, each week, each test is 25 shekel, worth 25 shekel. And the end of the month will come up, you'll see how many tests you've got. Whatever the market is, you get over 70, whatever it is. There's Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, the quarter, each week will be a quarter, there'll be a test on one day a week. We're not sure yet which week, and whatever. We already have a volunteer to make the tests and to mark them.
Who's giving the share?
There's no shir. You learn yourself with your morning chavrusa or with the English kitzur shulchan aruch. No shir on halacha. You do it yourself. Move through shulchan aruch. Learn halachas. Get knowledge. Move through it. I'll be here. I'm
going to
be here usually. And if you ask me, I'm not like a huge person. Sunday. We're starting Sunday. We'll tell you the exact quote. We'll tell you on Sunday exactly where we're starting from. So bring your English, Hebrew, French kitzur shulchan aruch on Sunday 9:15.
Is there going to be a weekly?
Yes, it's going to be a weekly quote. It's the first week. Yes, and it's going to move quickly. We're not moving slow. It's going to move quickly because it's 25 minutes a day. It's moving quickly. Basically, the first test is going to be in the first 4 or 5 simanim and kitzur shulchan aruch. Those we know already. Hopefully, we're moving. It's not. We're not going slow. The point is to get the idea is to get knowledge in halacha to move. If you need more time, do it on your spare. Basically, 9:15 till 9:40 in this room. This room is our new base medrash. You don't have to run around the whole to find a seat at 9:15. 9:15. If you're not in this room, you're not here. If you're not in this room 9:15, you're not here. That's the new rules. Tell your friends the new rules. 9:15 in this room. Officially supposed to be at 9:00. But the Yevon 9:15 is after 9:15 is late. Now 9:40 is Chavrusas for Gemara, starting on Chavrusas Gemara. And Shir is going to be 11:10, 5 minutes earlier. Basically, the point is to stop preparing Gemara, review the Gemara from the day before, and then go into the new Gemara.
Well, for Chavrusas, can we go downstairs? Because the noise level is incredibly bad.
As of now, the new rules are everyone has to be in here. If you're part of the American Cola, if anyone wants a cola happening, she wants everybody to be in this room, just like next door. If you're part of that cola, you can't be downstairs. Every other cola used to be in your room where you're supposed to be, your designate. This is our new learning room. From now, there are anyone wants a new room. She wants this cola to look identical to the next room. That everyone has to be here. This is our new Mitzvah. So they were really this year. So all the morning hours from 9 to 1. If you're in the American program, you expect it to be in this room.
I have a major problem.
So I don't know. You talk about after everybody's personal problems. I know these are the rules.
No.
Can I help you?
That's why. It's getting to a point where it's literally lethal. All I need to do is be hit by a car. God forbid.
I think you're out.